Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 35 to 48. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. That it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. When I read this passage, I sometimes envision Jesus sitting at the table and just putting his head down in exasperation. For once again, he has to go over things again and again with his followers. Even though they were recounting the events that had happened to them on the way to Emmaus, even though they said they recognized the stranger in the breaking of the bread, when Jesus appears in their midst and wishes them peace, they were startled and terrified. Then Jesus asks questions that haunt so many. Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Then we have a little Jesus humor. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" I love the humanness of Jesus in that. I can hear my brothers asking my mother that question over and over again. In the midst of any crisis, you would hear, "Ma, have you got anything to eat?" Maybe sitting down together and sharing a meal settles us and calms us. But it also seems that Jesus wants to bring them back to reality. He does not want them to be amazed. He does not want them to be incredulous with joy. He wants them to look at him and to know he has risen, just as he said he would. And then he wants them to get on with it. There is so much for them to do. What about us? Here we are 4 days after Easter. 4 days after we stood in a church and with a community saying, "Jesus Christ has risen today," with great gusto. And yet I sit here today and my heart is very troubled. Questions arise in me. I'm a bit startled and terrified of life. Yet I do believe that Jesus is here in my midst. I believe Jesus wishes us only peace. Jesus wants to keep us grounded and anchored in him because there is so much to do in our world. There is so much to do in our world. And Jesus wants us to be about the work of the cross, to be about the work of the risen Lord. Can we not look around, and everywhere we look, do we not see the need for reconciliation, the need for forgiveness, the need for healing, the need for peace? Do we not see that we are needed to preach in Jesus' name? Questions will arise. Faith will be shaken. Hearts will be troubled. But we must let Jesus into our midst in believing that he is present among us. Open ourselves to the gift of his peace.